So, Tony, you had a 63-year-old woman, left-sided disease, RAS wild type?
So she was RAS wild type. She essentially was referred for the clinical trial that we have ongoing right now with trastuzumab and tucatinib.
And what had she received previously?
So she received FOLFOX bevacizumab. You know, I didn't treat her first line when it's FOLFOX bevacizumab. Then irinotecan, cetuximab, second line, and then came to us.
And so she got trastuzumab.
She didn't respond, by the way, to the. She had 4 months of stable disease to the irinotecan and cetuximab. She had, you know, she had close to a year on the FOLFOX bev.
So, and she went on this trial with trastuzumab and tucatinib, the TKI that you were talking about. Of course, we've heard a lot about that in breast cancer. Question mark, is it more effective than lapatinib? Do you see more brain activity? What do we know about it in colorectal cancer?
I mean, we know about it as much as we know about it in all other cancers. It's a much more specific HER2 targeted, so it doesn't have the, like lapatinib, the other effects. In fact, it's an incredibly easy drug to administer to patients. Other than the typical fatigue that you see with a lot of these TKIs, there's no skin toxicities. There are some nail toxicities, but no significant skin toxicities and quite
So
tolerable.
what happened with this woman?
PR,
Really, she had
very
an
strong
objective
PR,
response.
very strong
Where
PR.
what was
So
the
her
disease?
disease, she had a lesion in the ribs, she had a couple of spots in the lungs, and she has a few spots in the liver.
I should send my cases to you. My patients don't do as well as your patients.
So how long, when did you start seeing her response?
Within 2 months, and it
And
continued all the way through.
how is she feeling as she's being treated?
Great. I mean, this is
Was she
a.
having symptoms from the tumor when she started?
She had symptoms, pain from the rib and from the liver spots. She gained weight. You know, she was off the pain medication, completely off the pain medications.
And what's her current status?
Still on treatment, PR.
Really interesting. Have you seen that kind of clinical outcome with trastuzumab and lapatinib?
So I haven't used much of trastuzumab and lapatinib except maybe in one patient, and I have seen a similar outcome, but more toxicities.
And how many
But
people
again,
have
this is
you,
an N of one.
how many have you treated on this trial so far?
So the trial itself, altogether, it's open in 8 institutions through our network. Has about 23 or 24 patients on it. We treated collectively about 12 patients.